We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 2, Who Really Cares? Podcast. I'm having trouble today. I've been thinking a lot lately about how often people complain about how they don't have time to do something. Seems like a real strange talking point to have, but it's something that I just can't stand much of. You know, you sit here and you got people working full-time jobs with kids and doing this, that, and the third. You know, I don't have kids yet. I got a kid on the way. Got a full-time job, also run a business. I got so much extra time on my hands that I am recording podcasts. As you can tell, those of you who listen to this, thank you, by the way. Got quite a few downloads on episode 1 with my younger brother, Jordan. Don't worry, he'll be back on it. But it's just me today. And it's just something about people thinking that they don't have time. I can't comprehend it, okay? You got parents out there who complain about, you know, I don't know, maybe they're a little overweight, or not even just parents, anyone, you know, maybe you're just a little overweight, or you wanna have some sort of hobby, or maybe you're like me and you always have some new idea, okay? You can ask my wife about it. Always got something new going on. Don't know why. Just do. Deal with it. Okay? Okay, Mad? Anyways, I don't think I have no time. If I did, I wouldn't be doing this right now. If you're out there and you think that you don't have time to do something, all right, and you're going to bed at 8:30 at night, or you're sleeping till 7:30 a.m., you aren't that busy, dude. Think about that. There is so much time at night and in the mornings to get something done. End of story. Want to go to the gym? Wake up at 5. Go to the gym. Go to the gym at night. They're like all 24/7 gyms. That's pretty much all there is nowadays. So much time. You wanna start painting something? You wanna start muraling or something like that? I don't know what to call it. Spray painting, coloring, drawing, sketching, craft booking, podcasting. Learn an instrument? I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's whatever you want. But if you're going to bed at 8:30, dude, and you're sleeping till 7:30 a.m., are you kidding me with this? p.m. I hear so many people say, oh, I need my sleep. I need to do this. I can't do that. The first time you say you can't do something, you already lost, buddy. End of story. Go watch a Gary Vee video. Look at these guys out there running multi-million dollar companies, and they're still going out of their way, proving how much extra time they got. It fires me up. It really does. And a lot of people, you know, and I said parents earlier, a lot of people want to push the blame off because they got kids. They got to go this. They got to go that. They got to go do this. And you're still going to bed at 8:30, dude? Come on. Please, Give me a break, okay? I don't want to hear it. There is so much extra time in the day if you're going to bed that early and you're waking up that late. Don't get me wrong, man. I need my sleep too. I ain't gonna lie. But I still find time to do the things that I want to do every single day. And when you think that you can't do something like that, or you can't find that time, you are lying right through your teeth, buddy. No doubt about it. There's got to be other people out there thinking the same thing as me right now. I'm sitting here in my makeshift basement recording area that cost me basically nothing because I had everything that I needed aside from this new microphone that I got. Thank you to my wife for letting me buy it. Did we need it? No. Did I ask her? No, but she understands because I'm weird and I need a bunch of hobbies and I got all new things going on all the time. I'm teaching myself how to play guitar. Why? Don't know. Wanted to, but yeah, people, God, I almost take it personally now when people can't figure out how much extra time that they have in every single day. Life's short, man. Life's short. Complaining about you not having time? Well, you already lost, buddy. That's gone. You lost it. You're losing. And there's nothing much else I can do for you except try to explain this to you right now. And maybe a lot of you out there are thinking the same as me, going, yeah, he's right. I knew that. Not always right. I always think I'm right, but I'm not always right. And that's okay. But I just wanted to start with that today because, do I have time to be doing this right now? I could be up there doing something, doing the dishes or something that I don't like to do, but I'm making the time to do this. I'll do that later. Game over. And like I said before, I got a kid on the way. So I can't particularly speak to people who have kids saying that you're not that busy. I get it. You're probably tired from running them around here and there. It's a mental game, man. It's all up top. When you take control of that, it's game over. You won. You win that battle. See ya. Endless possibilities with all that time. That's 4 or 5 hours, bud. 4 or 5 hours a day. You stop going to sleep at 8:30, waking up at 7:30. And I think it's important to realize that. And I think that a lot of times people need a little talking to, A little chatting. A little face to face, okay? And this might not apply to everyone, but I think it applies to a lot of people. I hear it all the time. God. I mean, come on. Grow up. Figure it out. Get out there and make something happen. I don't care what it is. We're in a weird spot too. Okay. I'm looking here. Let me see. Let's get a little current event action going. Current event. Okay. Let's talk a little local news in my area, Cincinnati, Ohio. I know last time we talked a lot about Santa Monica, Los Angeles, with when Jordan was on, and we'll continue to do that. Don't worry, anyone who likes to hear about that stuff, and you know, we'll chit chat about that kind of thing often. But a little current event action here in Cincinnati. What in the hell, okay, is going on with these priests out here touching little boys? Can anyone explain this to me? Bond set at $5 million for Cincinnati priest accused of raping an altar boy. Huh. What's his name? Drew, I think. Whatever his name is. I don't care. Hell, he could... Dude needs to be put down, if you ask me. Sorry if that offends anyone. I don't particularly care if it does or not. If it does, just turn the podcast off. I don't care. If that hurts your feelings, do not care. I say that hundreds of times a day, and that's exactly why I decided to name my podcast that, because I quite frankly don't care if what I say offends you. If it does, you know, all you gotta do is hit the X button up top, or swipe up, get out of the app. Okay. Game over. But if this doesn't offend you, let's chat about it, because I think this is something that is pretty crazy. And I don't, you know, I say Cincinnati because it literally just happened the other day. But God, this I guarantee this happens all over the world. You know, you put all this trust in these kinds of guys, these guys in leadership and stuff that are getting busted over these kinds of things. And like I said, you know, having a kid on the way, you know, I know in a few years or whatever, we're going to have to figure out where we're going to send him to school. And this is one of them things where it's like, do we really want to send him where he's getting, you know, fondled around and whatnot by these old guys? Huh? Riddle me that. Because, I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. You know, I went to Catholic school when I was younger. Didn't happen to me. Tell you that. I don't know anyone it happened to, but, okay, so he wasn't even a priest before. He was a teacher. He was teaching at St. Jude School. That's about 15 minutes from where I live. Victim is now 41. And he was also a pastor at another local parochial school recently. Bond is set at $5 million. Father Jeff Drew. Wow. You know, and a lot of this stuff, like I said, you know, happens probably all over, I would imagine. And how often does this stuff get, you know, someone's over there with a broom and a rug sweeping that thing right there underneath it. How often does that happen? Probably a lot. I'd say more times than not. Crazy. Crazy. Oh, here's a, oh, wow. Another current event here in my local area. Five students sickened by pot-laced brownies at a school. Sickened? I don't think they were very sick. Okay. I mean, come on. I wouldn't call that sick. I'd call that I don't know what I'd call that. Definitely not being sick. Six students ingested pot-laced brownies. That sounds, you know, depending on what time of day they ate it, it doesn't sound like a bad day. It sounds just like more like an experiment or something, you know? 15-year-old sophomore at the school did it. I mean, did he charge them? If he ain't charging them, then hell, I mean, Give the guy a break. Nobody got hurt. Come on now. A couple of weed brownies. Give it a break. Take a trip to Colorado, California or something. We'll have Jordan on here talking about that sometime. It's just, I mean, come on. Ain't that big of a deal. This kid will live. Now, if we're talking fentanyl or something, I get it. I hear you there. Loud and clear, bud. But pot brownies, dude? Pot brownies? That's a delicious experiment. If you ask me. I mean, it's definitely arguable. And again, if you disagree with that, exit out. Okay? There's your problem solved. Don't be coming, you know, saying this, that, and the third about how you don't like that somebody says something you didn't like. I don't care, quite frankly. If that's a problem with you, I mean, you got bigger problems if you're getting upset about what other people think. I ain't forcing it down your throat here. You're the one who opened the app. You're the one who's got it on your computer, your phone, playing it in your car, you know, sharing it with your friends, telling everyone. I mean, keep doing that. Definitely keep doing that. You know, episode one did pretty well. You know, if it didn't, I probably wouldn't be recording this. But it did. And, you know, trying to keep that ball rolling here a little bit. But yeah, this, I mean, back on that priest stuff, man, come on. You kidding me, bud? Are you kidding me? Jeff Drew, get out of here. You can go rot in jail, pal. This happened, when this happened? Sorry, we're bouncing around. Let's see here. 1984 to 1999, he was working as a music director. Music director. I bet he taught a lot of the flesh pipe. Anyways, yeah, he was an ordained priest in 2004. So he got all of his, he got the dirty work out of the way, figured out what he liked, and figured, hey, this might work. Feel bad for the guy, though. And the other kids that were probably fondled by him as well. It's terrible. God. Yeah. All this money you got to pay to send your kid to a Catholic school here, which is big. Which, I mean, anybody doesn't know about Catholic schools in Cincinnati, it's a really big deal. And they're great schools. Nothing against the school. Except unless you, of course, swept that under the rug. And then I got problems with you. Or at least with that, not with you. I can care less about with the school. Crazy. Just crazy. And I wouldn't think anyone would disagree with that. It's pretty straightforward. Pretty easy thing to not want to talk about. A lot of people, I'm glad it's out, you know, now, even though it's years after. But just crazy, man. Bouncing around on this episode. But that's cool. That's what we're doing. We're chit-chatting. We're spreading the word. We're talking. We're having a conversation. If there's, you know, I that's just how I like to do it. But, you know, episode two, Who Really Cares podcast. Short one, short and sweet, 20 minutes, you know. Listen to it. It's not 2 hours long, people. Listen to it. Share it. Spread the word. Keep talking. Subscribing. Love yous. And we'll be back on episode three or, you know, whatever. So, peace. We'll be right back.